A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
It's me,
Jalario.
Here we go.
Nice, they're scrubbing that.
Wahoo!
Mario!
Okie dokie!
Welcome back to the studio!
Thank you very much!
Welcome to Jalario! That's right, it's the official
month of
Mario.
What a
as
month!
Commissioned by Nintendo themselves.
By Mr. Nintendo.
He said.
He rang us up on the blower. He said, boys, fellas, guys, dudes.
Do Jalario! To celebrate the upcoming release of Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
That's right, the game where Mario become an elephant.
And he kicks the Goomba.
Yeah.
And the flower said, did that just happen? Yeah, I think it did.
That's right.
And welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And recently reanimated and back from the dead, we are joined by Joel Zammit.
Howdy, howdy.
Frankenstein's Joel Zammit.
How was being dead?
It was nice.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. We've heard that.
It seems comfortable in a way.
Yeah.
No thoughts, just coughing.
Yeah, just still. No
today,
thoughts, just worms.
Just worms and ants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of ants.
Them ants.
It's a lot of ants in the ground.
You'd be shocked to see how many ants get in you.
And ants love meat.
Yeah, they do. And Jackson, to celebrate Jalario, what game are we looking at this week?
Today we are looking at Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga for the Game Boy Advance, for the Switch, and other games.
Woohoo!
I've tried to play this game 3 times in my life.
Yeah.
And
talk us through it.
The first
time, number one.
Time number one. I am the ripe age of 50. No, that can't be right.
No.
Maybe my early 20s.
Whoa, big difference.
Started emulating.
Are you at high school wishing you were fingering, or are you in university having cleared the fingering threshold?
I'm over the fingering barrier.
Yeah, okay.
I've fingered. This is
post-fingering. Yeah.
15 wishing you were fingering and 20 wishing you were fingered.
That's what happens.
That's
you go from
economy of fingering.
Desiring fingering to desiring fingerer.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
There were those mean girls that made fun of me. Oh, no, they weren't. They didn't make fun of me for not fingering. They just... There's like a
yes.
When I was 15. There's a funny
story. What did the mean girls do to you, Jackson? Those darn mean girls.
Oh, this
mean is a funny
girls. How dare they?
When I was 15, I have this distinct memory. And in retrospect, these girls are funny as hell.
Ooh.
They're funny as Jeff. Because I was opening my locker and I'd just taken a bunch of ghost books out of the library and they fell out of my locker onto the ground. And then the popular mean girls came up to me and she was like, "Oh my God, ghosts? That makes me so horny." At the time, I was like, this is weird. I don't know. I'm not like, you know, upset by it. But in retrospect, I'm like, that's so funny.
Yeah.
What a funny way to bully me. It's inspired. Your ghost books make me horny. That's awesome.
Because then if you're like, you say really, then she says no.
No,
and then
it's
slams the locked door on your head.
Exactly.
No, you pervert.
No, that's disgusting. Yeah. Anyway.
How did you respond to that statement?
I don't remember. I think I was just like,
me
what? Yeah, dude, I get it.
I am there. Have a nice day.
Have you seen Ghostbusters? He full on gets sucked off by a ghost.
His knob, Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Slobbed.
Yeah. Ghost.
My ghost.
Yeah. Ghost Slimer knobs. Though, not Slimer.
Slimer, yeah, would never get a gobby from Slimer. His mouth's too big.
Yeah. You could gobby Slimer though.
Yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah.
He'd love
to suck his tail or whatever. Anyway, so I'm 20. I'm emulating.
Yeah.
I'm in my emulating era. I download.
At age 20.
Yeah, age 20 years old.
So that's like 2011, 2012. I would say late.
Yeah, late to be emulating.
Yeah.
But I'm emulating the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I was emulating the Game Boy Advance in high school.
Okay, well, fair enough.
I was also fingering in high school.
Yeah,
so
well.
Two things that separate me and Jackson.
Did ghosts call you horny or whatever?
No.
I was fingering and just emulating, like, SNES games.
Okay. Mm. Well, anyway.
Playing some Chrono Trigger?
Yeah.
Playing some Croc?
And Final Fantasy
3?
The one with the ninja?
I think 3 is the famous Super Nintendo one.
I don't know.
You'll miss the Final Monster Battle Toads.
Battletoads,
yeah.
That's a Final Fantasy game. Anyway, both times I tried to play Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, it was on an emulator that once you got quite a bit into the game, like maybe over 3/4,
yeah,
it just deleted all your progress. So I've never finished it. Anyway, but then it came out as part of the eShop or whatever, and I was like, hey, it's time.
Want to have another run at that?
No. The Nintendo Online Store.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
The Nintendo Online subscription program?
Yes. Yeah. Different things. You cannot purchase this game.
That's true. You have to. You got to subscribe to Game Boy Advance games. You say, Mr. Nintendo, I would like Game Boy Advance games. And Mr. Nintendo says, for a fee, I can do that for you.
For once a month. Yes.
You can either have regular or Europe version. I'm playing this regular, not Europe version.
Scared of what European Mario looks like?
Well, it'd be far more erotic, I think. They're far more liberal about that kind of thing over there.
Yeah. Toad's little dick out.
Yeah.
I don't need to see that.
Toad's little dick is out on billboards in France.
Yeah. Yeah, they just do things differently.
They just do things differently. They got different sensibilities.
They're like,
Yeah. Ho, 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 ho. That's good.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Anyway, this game is so charming and so funny and so fun in ways that I completely forgot about. I love that the game. The first time you see Mario, it's Toad. Speaking of penises, it's Toad accidentally seeing his penis in the shower.
Yeah,
like
Toad accidentally seeing his own penis.
Toad sees Mario.
Toad sees Mario's penis because Peach gets her voice stolen by Cackletta, sort of bean witch.
Yeah,
and so Toad then rushes to the Mario brothers, Mario and Luigi.
Yeah,
and he rushes in. He sees Luigi out the front doing laundry, and then
he says, "Luigi, you's about to have a." He's Jar Jar Binks. You's about to have a superstar. Saga! That's my Toad impression.
Yeah, that's good. And Luigi says, oh no. He doesn't want that.
Mario! Luigi! It's Superstar Saga time! Let's go!
I'm just doing the laundry.
That's Luigi, right?
I'm just doing the laundry. Why do I have to go on the Superstar Saga?
I don't want to go on the Super... I'm Mario's little brother. I don't want to go on the Superstar Saga, Toad.
I'm the one, your little brother got punched in the throat at the age of 5.
It's me, Mario. Oh, no, my cocking nuts are out.
Oh, no, Mario, don't show that to Toad.
Put away your penis, Mario.
Anyway,
that's how the game opens.
It's pretty cool. The game is an RPG, I guess. And it's
you guess?
It is. It nothing amuses me more than being like, I have a level 7 Mario. That feels silly to say. But my Mario's at level 7 now. My Luigi's at level 6, I think.
Oh yeah, because there's a bit at the start where you fight with just Mario, right?
No, it just I don't know. The way it works is depending on who gets like the final hit and stuff, because they just do level up at different sort of like different paces, and in different ways as well. So there's a thing when you level up with your health, you get like a little like Lakitu turns up, and there's a little like a rotating counter of like, oh, you're gonna get a little extra health, a little bonus. And Luigi's just like in my playthrough really consistently gotten the highest number, so Luigi's health is through the roof. But Mario seems stronger, but I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, he could jump harder, or maybe, or hit with his hammer harder.
Yeah, that's true. I just got the hammer. That's the point that I'm up to.
You just got the hammer.
I just got the hammer. Yeah.
Doesn't the game open with you fixing the plumbing with the hammer?
No.
Oh.
The game opens with Toad seeing,
No. Like, after that...
What happens is Toad goes, gets Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
Then Bowser's like, dude, we got to find your princess's voice because I don't want to steal her. Because right now her voice is bombs.
That's right.
When she talks, it's bombs. And Bowser's like, I don't want that in my castle. Yeah. So Bowser gets his big spaceship machine. Yep. And he's like, let's fly to the Bean Kingdom to try and get her voice back.
Yeah.
Luigi's like, I don't want to come. Yep. I'm good. You have a good time, Mario.
I've got to do the laundry.
But then, again, this is the kind of charming thing that just, it's all over this game where Bowser's like, all right, I got to get my army together to come with us. And they all line up behind Luigi and then rush for the ship and collect Luigi in it. And he's like, I don't want to be doing this.
Yeah.
And then he joins the adventure.
I wasn't meant to be here today.
I want to be at home having a good time with my house or whatever. I'm Luigi.
I assure you, we're open.
And my house is freaking haunted, bro.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. It's Luigi.
It's Luigi. Yeah. Anyway.
Mario's younger brother?
Younger brother? I think so.
Yeah, younger brother.
But are they twins?
No, it's not a twin situation.
It's not a twin. Or who would be Arnold Schwarzenegger in that twin situation?
I want to say Luigi, but that's just like a height reason.
Yeah, he is taller, but is he in better shape?
I feel like it's like
yeah,
a...
Yeah. Luigi seems like definitely in better shape.
Looks
than
after
Mario.
Himself.
Yeah. Well, Mario does jump, but Luigi jumps higher.
More of like, it's less a Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito thing, and more a Danny DeVito, Paul Dano thing.
Paul Dano is the clean Danny DeVito?
Paul Dano is Luigi, and Danny DeVito's Mario. Yeah.
Paul Dano is a clean.
Clean stretched out.
Clean stretched out, young. Yeah, young Ouija. Anyway,
yes.
The game also has, like, I don't really like an RPG. I'm not an RPG guy.
Yeah, because RPGs require, one, patience, two, reading.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Two things I do not have in high quantities.
Yeah.
And also, I just consistently find RPG battle or whatever, like the way combat works.
Turn-based combat.
Thank you, Dusha. That's why you're the gamer. Yeah. Very boring. I just find it very boring.
You like the tactical kind of RPGs? So you got the action points.
No. Jackson likes
style?
Dark Souls combat.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, okay. So it is just, okay.
Yeah, no.
He wants...
Say, like, there were action RPGs, sort of like the Diablo style.
Not really.
Okay. No. Jackson, the only combat just, Jackson
I like
likes,
Diablo for a bit, Souls. But then it gets very boring. Yeah.
It's only Souls and Shadows of the Colossus. Jackson wants to be... Little? A weeny little rat versing a giant...
Flopping around.
Yeah. That could kill him in two hits.
That's my dream.
But he has to hit it 15 times to kill it.
15, okay. Or more.
Shooters?
Yeah, they're fun. I'm bad at them, but they're fun.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out and remember, really, like you're like.
Yeah, what's a game everyone plays? What games do Jackson like? Because it's not consistent.
Souls games, but not Bloodborne.
Yeah.
Bloodborne's
too quick.
I'm trying to think what about
what
the combat.
What did you used to like before you started playing Dark Souls like 12 months ago?
I don't know. I liked Uncharted.
Do you like the combat in Uncharted?
Yeah. I like the third person gunplay.
Skyrim,
but the combat in Skyrim is pretty nothingy.
Yeah.
But I like that I could be a little guy.
Yeah.
What games did you like?
What games did I play back in the day? That's the question.
Yeah. You like Cities Skylines?
City Skylines?
No combat.
No combat. But I can make blimps my education system, so that's pretty good. People can get blimpucated.
I like the Long Dark.
Yeah.
Not
really
combat
in that.
If you're fighting, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Jackson shoots the doors a lot.
That's true. Because the open door is the same button as shoot gun.
Yeah.
Unless you put the gun away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will never need a gun inside.
Didn't you like Final Fantasy Tactics?
I did like Final Fantasy Tactics, but never enough to really finish that game.
Yeah, okay.
Well, never enough to go back, presumably, after you spoke about it on Final March to see.
Is that how they play that? Is that
it's like Advance Wars,
is it more
kind
like
of?
Those,
it's turn-based, sort of.
XCOM-y sort of.
It's XCOM, more XCOM-y than turn-based.
Like, I like... So you do like them.
They're okay.
Can we just replay the tape, JJ?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Do you like XCOM games? No.
No. But I do like some of them. I like the game Pathway. That's kind of XCOM-y.
You're a mystery.
I don't think I know.
I think it just depends on what mood Jackson's in.
I think so.
Yeah, and if he's playing something because he wants to play it or because he feels like he has to play it.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay.
Hollow Knight's Souls.
Soulsvania.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, you know, Dark Souls, that kind of stuff. It's like action sort of RPG, but he doesn't like action RPGs.
No, well, Dark Souls is more like a rhythm game.
That's not true. Bloodborne's like a rhythm game.
No, Dark Souls is a rhythm game too. So is Sekiro, but I've never played that.
Like, Sekiro is the most rhythm game. Then Bloodborne, then Souls. Souls aren't as rhythmy.
And yeah, that's
also
true.
I'd say the very action RPG is just that you're weak as shit.
Yeah. But it, yeah, I suppose. But yeah, then other action RPGs I don't really like. Yeah, it's a mystery. Anyway, what I liked is
he also doesn't like leveling up. So
yeah,
this is even the RPG
Skyrim.
Bit.
Yeah, oh, Skyrim. He loved Elden Ring. And that's
leveling
up and
Dark Souls
on
got
new...
leveling up too.
You got to put on clothes.
Yeah,
that's an aspect of.
Jackson
RPG
likes games where you put
on clothes. Yeah, in the Dark Souls 3, just the other day, I found a hat that is a mimic, and it kills you. It slowly kills you over time.
So it doesn't
but
like
it's the funniest hat.
So it's hats that.
Hats that kill you.
Hats that don't give you like a cluster stats. Hats that kill you.
Yeah, like in Dark Souls 1, my hat was a parasite that halved my soul level throughout the game.
Yeah.
But once it grew enough, I could do a weak attack with it. I like in Mario and Luigi, though, that when you attack...
You get new pants in that.
That is cool. But I like that when you attack, this is such a basic thing, but it keeps my tiny little rat brain engaged. If you press A the moment you jump on the guy, you do more damage.
Yeah, it's a rhythm. Yeah.
That's good.
So is this just very similar to like Mario RPG, like Paper Mario RPG kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yeah.
Because you're describing kind of like, when I played the Mario RPG, it was like.
It's way more RPG than any of the Paper Marios except Thousand Year Door.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just as goofy.
It's goofy.
But it's a
But I love how goofy it is.
Yeah, the only Mario RPG I think it comes similar to is Thousand Year Door, because the other ones are not quite as crazy as Superstar Saga. And Superstar Saga, all of the attacks and puzzles and stuff you solve rely on the fact that there's two of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you just got the hammer, you're going to learn how to squish Luigi with your hammer.
Oh, absolutely.
Make him flat.
Well, I like
so
that.
So you can walk under things.
Yeah, yeah.
Mario, why are you doing this to me? Don't hit me. I'm not like a being flat.
Woohoo, let's go. You're a human puddle now.
Well, in the first, not the first area, but the area you get the hammer, a lot of the puzzles revolve around making Mario drink heaps of water till he gets bloated, and then Luigi jumping on his head and Mario being like, and I like that Luigi can't drink the water. He's just, he can't hack it. He spits it out.
Aww.
So I like that there's a, there's sort of like, yeah, the puzzles are involve attacking each other. In
the
a funny
tone
way.
Of the game is probably like a Paper Mario mixed with a Wario Land.
Yeah, there's a lot of Wario in the sense of humor of this game, because it's mean-spirited isn't the right word, but like, I don't know, there's a violence to it.
It's very Punch and Judy.
Yeah, it's kind of got a slapstickness to it that I really like. That's a lot of fun. I liked it the first couple of times I played it. I'm enjoying playing it again.
Yeah.
I probably will finish it because it's like, it's simple, you know what I mean? And it engages my rap brain. And that's all I ask from
that's
a game.
That's all you need!
Engage my rap brain enough, get them synapses firing.
How do you engage that rat brain? That's what I'm still trying to
figure
out.
It's tricky to do, dude. It's tricky to do.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's the reason you're not going to finish it. It's an 18-hour story.
That is long. That is long. But I've played it once already. So, most of.
Yeah.
Somehow that makes it easier for me, because I know what's coming.
Do you?
Yeah, I remember you go to the rock house, no, mountain, then you go someplace.
Yeah, no idea.
And then the end is ices.
The end is where?
Like ISIS or ice?
Ice. Just like an ice game. It's
okay.
Not ISIS.
Very
oh
different
my God,
tone.
Mario! This is totally strange for our game.
Luigi, it's the right thing to do. We must take down the ISIS.
What? Well, I think they're called ISIL now. So let's start take them down.
What a twist.
Yeah.
What a beautiful twist.
Yeah.
Did you ever play any of the other Mario and Luigi RPGs?
Yeah, I've got Inside Bowser's Story, and I think I have maybe another one. I really like them, but I have there was heaps all of a sudden, and I haven't played that many of them.
I think it's Partners in Time?
Is
there only three? Mario and Luigi Partners in Time, Bowser's Inside Story, and Superstar Saga.
Nah, I reckon there's way more than that.
Really? Hmm. Those are the ones I can remember. I know, actually, as well... With the re-release of one of them, they added a brand new campaign where you played as Bowser Jr. or something and had to, like, collect an army for Bowser, maybe?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And great news, the company's bankrupt, so there's no more.
That is great.
Cool.
That's awesome news.
Great to hear.
Thanks, man.
There's five games.
Whoa, what the hell?
Superstar Saga, Partners in Time, Bowser's Inside Story, Dream Team,
what?
Paper Jam. And then they re-released Superstar Saga and Bowser's Inside Story just before going bankrupt. And they included Bowser's Minions, which was a side story,
yeah,
and Bowser Jr.'s Journey.
Wow, that's crazy. I've literally, I feel like, never heard about Dream Team or Paper Jam.
Well, it clearly went well because they're bankrupt.
Yeah.
Paper Jam is them teaming up.
Oh,
with...
it's like a crossover, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, with Paper Mario.
That's right. Where you played as Mario and Paper Mario.
Yeah, and Dream.
I don't know how I deal coming face to face with a paper version of myself.
Well, yeah. Partners in Time, which is the second one, you're teamed up with DaBabies.
Yeah, baby you. And you got to fight aliens, maybe?
If I like that either.
I think the toads get really puffed up for some reason, like inflated.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe they're sick. Who can say? Mm.
Luigi's asleep in Dream Team, and you got to manipulate his face sometimes to change.
Okay.
So in the screenshot I'm seeing,
yeah,
in because it's a DS or 3DS game, the top screen, there is like a little face. And like a vine. And if you look closer, it's actually Luigi's face and the vine's a mustache. And in the bottom screen, they're pulling on his mustache and the vine at the top is mimicking
what
that.
What the hell? That's crazy.
Yeah.
They came up with some crazy ideas. Yeah. It's a good game.
Yeah.
Five thumbs.
I hope they put the rest on the...
E-store.
Yeah. But I guess they can't because they're not Game Boy Advance
No,
games,
it is a shame, I think, that with the, like a lot of the 3DS games and the 2DS games that probably they'll never get ported to the Switch because too hard.
Yeah, like, if only there was still a console that featured two screens that...
Port it to the Wii U.
Yeah. If only.
Wii U would have had some of the Mario Luigi games and we just didn't buy them because we're too busy buying...
Shake It, Wario Land Shake It.
Yeah, Wario Land Shake Dimension or Wario Land...
Go on.
I got a Wii U in me. I don't know.
That's okay, dude.
I don't know.
I got a Wii U in me.
You gonna be all right, pal?
I don't think so.
Five thumbs. It's a good game.
Five thumbs.
Yeah, five thumbs.
That's good.
That's a perfect score. Except not really. Yeah. The perfect score is 10 thumbs.
That's true, because that would make it your game of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Best game you played all year. Is there a chance this is gonna be?
No, we're getting close to the end of the year, and still nothing's taken that gaudy spotty.
Well, yeah, you haven't given. Well, yeah, you did.
Halfway
you gave
through the year.
What did I say was gonna be game of the year?
No, you gave Tears of the Kingdom 10 thumbs.
Well, I mean, yeah, but like that almost doesn't count, you know.
If a game is clearly your game of the year, it's still allowed to be your game of the year.
Yeah, for now.
It was real good, apparently. I don't know. Whatever.
It is awesome. And I'm still not bored.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting new pants. good shit.
Is there a chance? So Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga. Yeah.
Yeah. I like Zelda. Yeah.
It's because the new Zeldas are a little bit Soulsy.
Yeah, but he's liked the combat in Zelda before this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, okay. Breath of the Wild, which is still the same thing. You are weaker than most things.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he got bored of Breath of the Wild right at the end when he wasn't weak anymore.
Yeah.
And then it was like normal Zelda combat, which he didn't like.
I didn't
like Skyward Sword combat, but that's because it was annoying on the Switch.
Yeah.
So it needs to be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Not too hard. And it can't get hard.
Yeah.
Because remember, if
remembering his weird little graph that he's drawn and like, yep.
If it starts hard, stays hard, fine. If it starts easy, gets hard, that game should not be made nor played.
Yeah. And if it gets hard very suddenly at the end, bad game, go to hell.
Yeah, so every 2D Mario game Jackson hates for that reason.
You like a progressive, like a linear...
He likes a straight line on the graph.
Yeah,
impossible. That's what I need.
Jackson likes that the first boss of the game and the last boss of the game are the same level of difficulty to your character.
Yep.
It's just if you've gotten good.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
that's awesome.
So you don't like, it starts off relatively easy and progressively gets harder and harder and harder and harder?
No. We can start off really hard and then get harder.
Yeah.
It just can't start off easy.
Okay, so another good example, one we've all played, is Hollow Knight. You know how there's like no real bosses in that where you're like, oh, this one's a walk in the park?
Yeah, that's great. That's perfect
for me. He likes it because it hasn't gotten easy or hard.
It stays hard. Tricky? too impossible. That's what
and
I want.
Zelda, from the much like as much as I've played,
yeah.
And the way that Jackson's playing it, this is definitely going to be the case because someone doesn't upgrade their armor at
Don't
all.
Don't need to.
Why would you?
Which means that most enemies can, if not one hit you, two hit you.
Yeah.
Well, that's good for him.
Yeah, that works. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It just seems because most games, like, here's the tutorial, here's the first, but it kind of teaches you a little bit about it, and it's just like, oh, yeah,
Zelda
cool.
does not do that.
No, not Zelda.
A little bit.
By and large, 90% of games.
Yeah, games have a tutorial.
Yeah, that's true. Games have a tutorial.
Oh, and here's the first boss where you maybe learn a couple of little things.
You've also got to be careful because if you don't put a tutorial at all and Jackson doesn't understand how to play the game,
bad game. Teach me through play.
They're trying, Jackson, but well, that's too easy, it ain't apparently.
Working. It ain't working. I tried to play the demo for Pikmin 4. Do you know how many pop-ups I got playing through that game?
That's because Pikmin
told me about every freaking guy I found. I don't care.
But that's the tutorial.
It wasn't even mechanics. It was just like, this is Dave.
Story?
I don't care about Dave.
You're a complex man.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. There's a lot of depth to me, I think. Yeah.
I'm excited for Pikmin 4, but I haven't played the demo yet. Yeah.
It was fun when it wasn't telling me who Dave was.
So when it wasn't giving you story or telling you how to play the game, even though Pikmin has a lot of stuff going on, so
yeah.
That's actually one of the games where when I first played it, I didn't pay attention to the tutorial and then immediately got confused and it bounced off me.
Yeah,
because I
fair.
Wasn't paying any attention to
that's
anything.
That's fair. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. When they're allowed to make games like that.
Well, that's stealth games.
What?
Give me a stealth
What about
game.
Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah, say,
I've never
Gear
played
Solid.
One, but I imagine...
No, too many cutscenes that you can't skip, and also there's long stretches of game, like parts of those games that are weird and not in a weird that Jackson will respect.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I don't know. I always thought I would probably enjoy 5 because it's very open in what you can do or whatever.
Yeah, but people talk to you a lot.
Yeah, that does sound annoying. Yeah,
but it's cheap on PC, so maybe try it out.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it a crack.
Yeah, or I mean, you could wait for the Switch collection that comes out.
I don't
out
think
in
I'll do that.
August.
Yeah.
Not for 5, for 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, okay, yes, then, yeah.
At least you can just suss it out, see what's going
on. See if it's for me, yeah.
Yeah, well, then, because I say, like, well, you loved Alien Isolation.
Yeah, that was a great game.
You're a lot weaker than everything else.
Yeah. Okay. I need to suffer to enjoy a game.
Shadows of the Colossus, same thing, weaker than everyone else. Yeah. Or play a game where you can make yourself weak.
Yes, yeah.
Which you can do in Zelda.
That's true.
You can't do it in all Zeldas, though.
That's true as well.
But then also...
I like Minish Cap.
That's true. But you like that because you can get little.
It is fun.
Where if that game was exactly the same,
yeah.
But the puzzle... Like, the getting small mechanic wasn't there. I don't think you'd like that
game. Yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah. Mm. Another thing that you need to do with Jackson with a video game is, so, you know, like, if you wind back the clock to, like, Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
And people do, like, oh, I'm going to do a no heart container run.
Mm.
Okay.
Jackson won't make the game hard for himself in that way because it's there and he wants to get it and then he has more health.
Yeah.
But if you can unequip your pants so that an arrow kills you, that's funny for Jackson.
It is
so
funny for me.
Okay.
It's true. It is funny.
Yeah, have you seen any gameplay of like Shadow Gambit, the Cursed Crew?
No.
That kind of thing. All right.
Just a reminder, Lies of P looks bad to Jackson because there was one dialogue box that didn't do anything, allegedly.
No good. F.
Out of 5 thumbs, it gets an F.
It gets an F. F score. Yeah. I'm a complicated man.
Yeah.
Anyway, what have you been playing,
JD? I played a game that you would like the idea of, but hate playing because it's all reading. It's actually a visual novel.
What the hell?
And that game is called Milk Inside a Bag of 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 Milk.
That's a funny name.
Yeah. And it's got a sequel, which I haven't played yet, called Milk Outside a Bag of Milk Outside a Bag of Milk Outside a Bag of Milk. So these were games that had been on my radar, but I don't have a PC at my house.
Right.
So I was like, damn. I want to play these weird, apparently pretty disturbing horror games,
yeah.
But I don't have a PC and I don't want to get... Well, I could play it at the office, but...
It feels
it's
weird
a horror
to come
game,
into work to play a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
But then I was, when I was looking through the Switch store sales,
yeah.
I came across the fact that it had been ported to Switch and I just didn't know.
Didn't pay attention. There you go.
Well, I mean, it's hard to...
Oh, I know. The Switch store is a nightmare.
No, but then also like...
It's going to slip.
No one's talking about milk inside a bag of 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 milk getting ported to the Nintendo
Switch.
Yeah,
that's true. They're not doing it in a Nintendo Direct or whatever. Yeah.
I don't think they did.
I can't imagine the jaunty Nintendo Direct guy being like, a brand new scary visual novel coming straight to your Switch.
It could have been in like there's an indie Direct and when they were flashing games.
Yes, that's true. What the hell is happening?
Yeah, milk inside a bag of milk inside a bag of milk.
Uh-huh,
So you don't really play as anyone.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's a no person.
It's a no brag game.
The main character of the game is going to the store to get some milk.
Okay.
And they are very unwell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's not good. And...
I saw Tom?
No.
Saw Brian.
Yeah.
I know.
And ever since the... So this is a very short game.
Yeah.
So I will try really hard not to spoil story beats because you can knock it out in 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It's short and spooky and the soundtrack rips.
Oh, hell yeah.
And if you want to know nothing else about the game except the fact... Yeah, look, basically I'll say the art style is sick. The soundtrack is scary and good as hell. It's a very short game. It's 50 cents on Steam, I think.
Whoa.
Or like $8 on the eShop.
Damn.
So yeah, if this is, and it's a horror thing. So if this has caught your interest and the fact that it's called Milk Inside a Bag of Milk.
That is a great name.
Skip ahead. I will have to talk about little parts of the game, but because it's so quick.
Yeah. It's hard not to
spoil anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone else has remained. I'm going to talk about a little bit about the plot of this game.
Yeah.
So yeah, you are a unwell, unnamed girl, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Where... You are on your way to buy milk for your mother.
Okay.
And ever since the incident, everything you see is red.
Oh, no.
And
like Cyclops from the X-Men.
Yeah. And every interaction you have, you're on a lot of new medicine.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time you've been able to leave the house.
That's okay. Nice. They're giving me a responsibility.
And... Yeah. So everything you see on the screen is different shades of red.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's cool.
It's like a horrible, like intentionally horrible, like pixel art mixed with like kind of like big Atari.
Oh,
like
no.
The Atari art style, but if it was big. So you can see the characters and stuff like that, but it's very blocky and horrible.
Yeah, that sounds nasty.
Every character you interact with in the game doesn't look like a human being.
Okay.
And often they fade in from the background and make a horrible noise.
Can you give us the noise?
It's different ones, and it's like... And basically, all you do in this game is you play as the player of the game because the character you are spending time with has been like, maybe I can do this if I think I'm in a visual novel.
Oh, okay.
So they're communicating... with themselves, basically.
It's almost like a second-person game.
Yeah.
As opposed to first or third. Yeah.
So the character talks to you and asks you for advice at points, but in-game it is established that she is just imagining you.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay.
I would recommend playing this on PC over Switch only because occasionally it asks you to type in responses.
And
there's one section of the game where it asks you to type in your response over and over again, basically.
Yeah.
And the Switch keyboard pops up in the same usual Nintendo Switch font. And
real immersive.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because it's like, should I do it, yes or no?
Yeah.
And if you type in yes, it's like, use caps to, like, it goes back, like, in-game, not Nintendo Switch menu. In-game, it's like, you're breaking the immersion, all dialogue's in caps. And then you type it in, in caps, and then she's like, stop yelling at me, should we do it? And then it takes you back to the keyboard.
Yeah,
and at that point, I was like, if this was on a computer, I'd be,
you'd be
far more like, stressed, but now it's like, boop.
You're like, and then move the stick to,
No.
Touch it.
I played
a touch screen.
I could have used a touch screen, but I wanted to be, there was a lot of pros and cons of the Switch version.
Yeah.
Pro, I was playing it on my TV, so it was big and loud.
That is good.
Con, typing with a Joy-Con, hard.
Can you
can't
do
touch
it?
The TV.
Yeah. Go up and touch, yeah. Can you do a thing with the Joy-Cons, or is this fake, where you use it like a...
TV remote?
Like a laser?
Like a laser pointer?
I don't think... So, because the infrared thing is also on the back of the controller. Oh, yeah, you'd have top.
To. Yeah, no, fair enough.
How are you pointing at the TV? How is it?
There's no sensor bar.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't know.
But if also, that doesn't that feel like it could be a thing?
If that was the thing, that would make it the same as the Wiimote, and they would have put Time Crisis on the Switch straight away. Yeah,
that's true.
We could all be playing Time Crisis if they did that.
It's a crisis in time at the arcade.
Yeah.
Time Crisis rocks.
Yeah, it's sick, dude.
I'm going to go to an arcade and play Time Crisis really soon or I'm going to get sick.
Yeah. Play a two-player? Or
I'm going to go crazy on the DDR machine.
Yeah, well...
really tired, heart attack.
Yeah, and I'm going to be standing in the corner shooting Mad Dog in Time Crisis 2.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dodging the red bullets, but not caring about the other ones because they don't hit you.
That's cool.
Yeah, but you got to duck quick. Yeah, this game rules. It was, like, it's more an experience than a game, I guess.
Yeah. Mm.
I looked it up because the game ended quite abruptly for me, and I was like, I wonder if there's different endings.
Yeah.
There is technically two, but it's mostly if you get argumentative with the character.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what? Whatever. I'm going to go home. Okay. And then the other ending is the one I got, which is
A true ending, as it was.
I haven't played the sequel yet. The Switch port does come with both, so I got both for $8. But I know the first one is 50 cents on Steam. So
that's good.
Or maybe 50 cents on Itch.io. Either way, very cheap. And for 15 to 20 minutes, I would say absolutely worth it. 4 thumbs. Haven't played a game like this maybe ever.
Jack, are you going to be a visual novel guy now?
There is 2 visual novel games that I want to play.
Is one the Tron one?
No.
Okay.
The other one is Milk Outside a Bag of Milk of Milk. And a certain literature club.
Oh, yes. Yeah. People say that good.
Yeah. I know the twist, though, which is annoying. I avoided it for so long.
I think I looked it up.
All of a sudden, all of a sudden, like... I feel like it was like a pop-up in like, I wasn't even watching a YouTube video. It was just like...
Like on like maybe YouTube Shorts as you're scrolling through or something?
Yeah, and I reckon it was like a What Culture video.
I think
wrecked
I just...
my game. It might have been like, like a pop-up of like top 10 disturbing moments in games, and that came in at number 10. So like just scrolling through, it was like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what the hell? At least say... Hey, we're going to be talking about this game, and then I could have been like, I don't want to know.
Yeah, I think I was just kept on seeing people be like, whoa, it's so spooky. And I was I'm never playing this game. Let me find out what's so spooky.
Well, doesn't the pigeon dating game also have a crazy ending where it turns into a different game?
Kind of. I think if you pursue one of the pigeons,
becomes a murder mystery
or serial
something.
Killer or something.
Solve the crime or help commit serial killer.
Yeah, something like that.
Dude, just keep playing Dark Souls. Don't worry about it.
I'm gone.
Yeah. Best.
Yeah, dude.
You won't read in a game, but you'll read a Wikipedia so you can understand the meta of a game.
I do it afterward.
Huh?
Like, I play Dark Souls, and then I'm like, what was going on?
I mean,
you need context, you know, like an anchor point.
Yeah.
Like, if there was simply a story.
I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
No, but in Dark Souls, there's not.
No. I'm not coming off of the story in Dark Souls. I mean more like having a Wikipedia open to be like, oh, okay, so this thing actually gives a secret hidden ability that's this thing. You'll read all of that, but you won't read Link went to the castle.
I don't know if I'll read that.
You'll skim through it.
I'll be like, I'm going to use the whip to beat this game. Now let's find out what the whip does. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I've made a mistake.
What's this thing on my head doing? Oh, it's sucking off my soul.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
That's funny. Let's keep going.
Yeah. Anyway, Milk Inside a Bag of Milk Inside a Bag of Milk Inside a Bag of Milk. Good. Spooky. Unsettling.
That's good.
Yeah.
Heavy topics in the game also, I guess. Probably should have said that before I told people to skip ahead. But hey, you want to get spooked?
This is how you do it.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, 4 thumbs. Maybe 4 thumbs and a knock.
Oh, that's high.
It was very unique.
Yeah.
And it lived up to what I wanted it to be.
That's so many games don't even do that these days, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, like 6 games do it for you.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
Hey.
When you find that 7th.
Whoa, brother, man. Imagine.
It won't be Skyrim 2 or whatever it's called, because you'll be sick of that game by the time it comes out.
Who knows what. Wait, do you mean Starfield? Or
you mean Skyrim in space, or do you mean Skyrim?
I mean Elder Scrolls 6. Like,
yeah. That might be good.
I mean,
long time in development.
Starfield doesn't look good.
Yeah,
but, I know. We've talked about this.
We haven't spoken about it in the episode.
Looks boring.
You got upset when you found out there was planets or something. You're like, ah!
No, it just looks like such a boring setting, you know?
Space. All of space.
Realistic sci-fi. Like, oh,
you gotta
get
in the ship. Space?
Not even fun.
A different
space.
Planet? Aliens or whatever?
What about all the planets?
Space? Yeah,
they're boring.
What if you found a tree planet?
With
guys in it. Or a golem planet.
Space.
A golem planet might be good. If they're like, Jackson, you must go to Goblin Earth, then maybe I'm interested.
Yeah.
I just think it's a dull setting. It's not for me.
All of space.
Yeah, but all of space in a realistic, grounded sci-fi world. It's just not for me. It's not a genre I like.
Grounded.
It's a grounded sci-fi. It's NASA punk. That's what they've said.
Fine, grounded for you.
Like, as in, it's like a realistic sci-fi. It's like low sci-fi or whatever.
No, that's high sci-fi, isn't it?
No, high sci-fi would be like Buck Rogers.
Yeah.
Imagine that game.
So what do you... All right. What is your ideal... game in space.
Buck Rogers, now that I'm thinking about it.
Okay, so Starfield,
No, you're wrong. Because Star Trek's high sci-fi and Star Wars is low sci-fi.
Okay, well then, yeah, then it's high sci-fi.
Yeah, because... Oh, no, because we're saying high and low, but we actually mean hard.
Yes.
You're hard thinking of sci-fi. High fantasy, low fantasy.
Yeah. This is hard sci-fi.
So as in, like, you have to worry about, like, thrust and stuff?
No,
and like
I mean, I just think the aesthetic of the game and
you
the style of it I'm
light.
Not into. No, I didn't.
Played a lot of FTL for someone who...
Faster than Light's soft sci-fi. It's got slime men in it.
Yeah, but you're worried about, like, thrusters and stuff.
That's
like
not
that.
What I care about. It's the aesthetic and what the style of the game.
I'm not coming to bat for Starfield because I won't play it. It seems too big.
Yeah, same. I'm not coming to bat for it. I just want to know what you mean.
What is confusing?
What, when you say it's like it's too realistic?
No, actually, you know what, Jackson, I don't think has ever liked a sci-fi video game.
Yeah, I'm not really a sci-fi
except
guy.
Except Titanfall 2.
Yeah, but that's I'm liking that for the mechs and the running around.
Yeah, because every other game he likes is fantasy. He's a fantasy idiot, where I like sci-fi.
But he doesn't like most fantasy, because they're RPGs.
Yeah.
He loves fantasy.
Not really.
No, you do. Because you love swords and running about and like the horrible, like that horrible Eldritch thing. That's all like.
Like if there was a sci-fi Dark Souls.
Yeah, but that's for the Dark Souls and for the horror aspect of it, which I like more than the sci-fi aspect.
Yeah.
I don't care about like.
But if there's like a Dark Souls with a sword.
Or goblins. If there's Dark Souls with a sword.
Yeah, I said like. You saying like?
You mean Dark Souls in space with a sword?
Or like, yeah, or it's like Dark Souls. I'm just trying to figure out what it is that you enjoy because you're like, you like Dark Souls that has sword,
yeah,
and a very fantasy medieval-y type setting.
Yeah, but I like the grimness and the sadness of Dark Souls.
But if they had a sci-fi,
yeah, that'd be fine.
Like,
I'd play
basically
it.
Like Blade Runner.
Yeah, that would be awesome. If it was like a cyberpunk Souls game where you were running around big robots.
Yeah,
that'd be mad
with a gun and.
Yeah, are you kidding
me? Nier has that setting, but doesn't have the combat you're looking for, and is also anime.
Nier was alright. Yeah. I like Nier enough.
So what about Dark Souls sci-fi setting, but like more, you know, with a sword?
Yeah, that'd be good.
So it's just the Dark Souls stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
And he likes the sadness and horror as well.
Yeah. A sad horror game, but not with the Dark Souls.
So, okay.
No, it needs to have both.
It can be fantasy
or sci-fi. It doesn't
matter. So I don't think he's a fantasy guy.
No, I'm
not. He's a Dark Souls guy.
I'm a horror guy, if anything.
Yeah.
But no, because Starfield, to get my thoughts out there.
But sci-fi is more body horror, and Jackson likes like the...
Cosmic horror.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then cosmic... Oh, no, because cosmic horror is usually more tied to fantasy.
Not really. Kind of tied to whatever you want.
It's tied to
the insignificance of life.
Yeah. Like it can be tied to sci-fi.
Yeah, you can put it anywhere.
In fantasy, but sometimes it can just be in real.
Are you scared of Galactus? He's cosmic horror. He'll eat the planet.
Yeah.
Galactus is sort of cosmic horror, but in a way it doesn't really feel like it counts. Lovecraft wasn't writing about Galactus, though maybe he should have.
But isn't the vastness of Starfield, back to Starfield again, there's 1,000 planets.
Yeah, but that's gameplay.
Because
for me, with Starfield, right, this is a Bethesda game, so it's about immersing yourself. Immersing?
Yeah, it's about immersing yourself.
I want to be immersed.
Mario, I would like to be immersed.
I want to be immersed into the game, right? And for, say, Fallout or whatever, I can immerse myself in a post-apocalyptic. That's a setting I enjoy.
Oh, he likes Fallout.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's the sadness and horror again.
And Skyrim, I can immerse myself in that world. That's a world I want to explore. But Starfield presents me with Starfield presents me with what, to me, for my own personal taste, seems like boring, grounded sci-fi, a genre I don't really like. So when Bethesda is like, Jackson, would you like to enter this world and be your own guy and have adventures? I say, no, thank you. Okay. That to me,
but he likes Moby
seems
Dick.
Boring. Moby Dick's awesome. That's cosmic horror.
That is cosmic horror. Okay.
The whale is God and ate his leg.
Yeah.
It's cosmic horror and it's also funny.
Yeah. I'm just
that
trying
to
figure
it out.
That little
guy, he nearly drowns. Pip, he nearly drowns and he sees God under the sea.
He wants a video game that's hard because he likes it. All his favorite media is the fertility of life.
I'm just trying to figure out because like Starfield to me doesn't seem that grounded. No, they're saying it's NASA punk and all this kind of stuff. And
it
I'm just trying to
seems really grounded to me. Yeah, what about it doesn't seem grounded?
Well, again, I haven't played it. So again, I
from the trailers and stuff, it seems like
it seems very much like No Man's Sky. But just
listeners, I know that you probably think, oh, Starfield has been like people have been talking shit about it online, especially about the things Jackson pointed out.
Yeah,
Jackson started talking shit about this game within 20 seconds of the trailer and said it looked boring before anything even came on the screen. Basically,
yeah. I'd seen like screenshots prior to that.
That is to say,
I knew what it was going to be like.
It's not even out yet.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Okay,
I didn't love No Man's Sky either.
All right, that's fair.
And No Man's Sky is kind of almost soft sci-fi in a way.
Yeah.
This is like aliens and slug men and shit. Yeah.
Really makes you think. Anyway, what have you been playing?
Oh, yeah, right. Dredge. I played Dredge.
Oh, hell yeah. Dredge.
Hey, Cosmic Horror.
Cosmic Horror.
Hey, Cosmic Horror.
That's true.
I clocked it last night.
Oh, hey. Nice.
Done and dusted. 11 hours. Sorted.
Oh, that's a good amount of time.
How do you clock a Cosmic Horror game? Did you kill God or whatever?
Or did God kill you?
You mean spoilers?
No. Don't
I mean,
spoil
I can
the
give
game.
It.
That's fair.
I have never played it. Jackson played it for a bit, and our listeners
got
like
yelled
it.
At.
Yeah. There is two endings. Speaking of,
oh, okay.
But yeah, so it starts off. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm taking this job as some kind of fisherman at this little sleepy place, and you go there, you crash, and the mayor's like, you got to go give fish. And every fish you sell, a little bit will go towards like paying off your debt because I got you a new boat, etc. That part, so easy, you could do that within maybe the first half an hour to an hour to pay for debt. It's not really...
How quick did you do it, Jackson?
I didn't pay my debt off. I sold my motor and got yelled at.
Oh, that's right. You haven't played it since PAX.
No. Yeah.
So yeah, you're given a fisherman ship to go and go around and... fish, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Gameplay's really easy, simple. I really liked it. You just kind of go, and there's different areas you can go to, or there's, like, I think four different areas, including, and then also the main sort of hub base.
Yeah.
Where you sort of start. And each place, you do need, like, a different rod. So it's like, oh, to fish here, you need a coastal rod. To fish here, you need an oceanic rod. To fish here, you need, like, a volcanic rod.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of thing. But it is very easy. Like, it's a very simple, easy game. Like, getting to that point was like, oh, okay. So it's like, oh, here's a debt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty easily wiped out.
Does that finish the game if you wipe out the debt?
No. Okay. It's just like it didn't really play.
Like it was kind of unnecessary
of it. Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, like,
okay.
It would have been... This feels like it could have gone one of two ways in terms of like the gameplay. Like it feels like it might have been almost like, oh, this is like a bit of a cozy Stardew Valley of game. Mixed with a bit of fishing, mixed with cosmic horror.
Yeah, that's a fun concept.
You know, that would be like, oh, it's like a longevity thing. Mm. So it's like, oh, sweet, here's my home base or whatever, my hometown where I'm upgrading it constantly, etc. But it's not that. So there was this kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm paying off my debt. Okay, never mind. And there's aspects where you can like level up your boat. So there's like research things, so you can kind of find little like research like cogs
tokens
things
or whatever.
Tokens so that you can get better, like you know, better nets, better rods, better engine, basically.
We could sell the engine.
You can sell the engine.
Did
you? Because you played Animal Crossing when it came out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when they were like, you got to repay your debt, did you get worried it was going to be a Tom Nook situation? You were just going to be getting
that's
taxed?
That's what I would have
thought.
Oh,
no, yeah. I didn't, yeah. Actually.
That's because that's what I would have thought.
Because I reckon everyone's a bit Animal Crossing coded. And anytime a game's like, repay your debt, you're like, oh, this is the rest of the game.
Yeah. I would have liked that, to be honest. Mm. I would have liked that to have made more of a story point, basically.
Don't they just use it as, look, this is coming from someone who has never played the game. Mm. I saw Jackson Sally's engine. That's it. but isn't it kind of like they use that intro to be like to explain how people get to know you in town?
But there's not really many people to know in town. Like you get to know maybe like, oh, this is the person you sell fish to. This is the person that fixes your ship. There's the mayor, and this is the person that runs a lighthouse kind of stuff.
Okay.
So like again, it's a really it's a good game. It's an interesting game. I really like some of the aspects to it. There's some of the stuff where I'm like, this feels undercooked or. Why is this here?
Oh, yeah. But,
like what?
Okay. Like the debt.
Yeah, okay.
And like the you know, the constant upgrading, the kind of stuff. You're like, oh, this is kind of fun. And you get to a point where, like, you are trying really hard. But then there's this other aspect where when you're going to these different locations, there's someone there you can just buy, like, the little upgrade token from. And it kind of restocks every day or every couple of days. And so if you're just going and fishing, and it's a very simple, like, cycle
gameplay
to
loop,
do that.
Yeah.
You could just go, right, I'm kind of either ignoring a bunch of stuff and I go fishing, I get the stuff, I sell it, and I can just sell it really quickly and keep doing that. I'll just buy the research things and have to find them.
Yeah.
Oh, these like upgrade parts that I need, which are hard to find in the game. You've got to do some like stuff. We've got to blow up certain things to kind of go through a little canal and you go, ah, sweet, I got that now. But you can also just buy that from the merchant as well. So it's like, oh, okay. So it got very easy. Again, if you play a lot of RPGs, or you play a lot of like, even if you played like some MMOs in the past, where there's that grinding aspect.
EverQuest 2.
Yeah.
You can kind of online.
Really game the system. And it's like, oh, it makes it a lot easier for you.
Yeah.
And it kind of is a bit disappointing.
Is it the kind of thing where, like, you can imagine that in the beginning you couldn't buy these things from the merchants, but then in development they were like, oh, it's too hard, let's give people the option, and then in doing so that kind of wrecks the
potentially
loop.
It's that kind of, you know, because it is very much it's a short game, like 11 hours, and it is very much like it's like sectioned off this area to be like, this is what you can, you know, go to. If there had been like, oh, yeah, there's only, you know, research parts in this and this area, sure, that'd be great. And there's like little moments here and there where you can kind of come across like a little secret where if you do that little puzzle, you can get a unique thing.
So
you can get like a unique light or a unique.
That's cool. I like stuff
crab,
like that.
Like a
unique crab.
Crab pot, sorry.
Ah. Crab pots are still good.
They are
still
good.
Hey, there's crabs in that.
Yeah, you get to collect some crabs.
I like that. I like crabbing.
You love crabbing.
It's honest work.
Yeah, it is. Deadliest catch. It's dangerous work too.
That's true.
Have you seen Friendliest Catch on TikTok or Instagram Reels?
Do they grab crabs?
They grab crabs and then they clean the crabs and fix them and then put them back in the sea.
That's nice.
I saw people doing that to seals on TikTok the other day.
That's also nice.
Yo, it was so suspicious. Okay.
Why are they doing that to those?
Because the seals are wrapped in twine.
No,
that's nice.
Yeah.
These crabs have two big barnacles.
Oh, they're just getting full clean.
Yeah.
That's like, great. There's not even like pollution's done it. They're
they're just
dirty crabs.
Yeah.
Gotta clean them dirty crabs.
That's awesome.
Gameplay wise, so it's like you eventually go to a guy and they're like, hey, I want you to get some artifacts. I've marked them on the map. Go get them.
Oh, yeah.
And so you gotta go there. These are where you go to those different areas.
Oh, yeah.
And so you get these like artifacts. Each area you gotta do something, like one place you got to be like, oh yeah, cool, there's this like big sea creature in the middle there, be wary of it, it'll, you know, real like ruin your ship if it hits you. So do some stuff around there, usually like, hey, collect these fish, give me those types of fish, and then do this thing. And then you end up getting the item you need, go back, and then it's like, that's the sort of the cosmic horror, because like the person's like reading from us his book and you're like, oh yeah, cool. Then you get some extra abilities, like one's like a haste, a teleport, one's like a banish thing. There's this mechanic, which is your panic level.
Mm.
So when you start fishing at night, you start freaking out a bit, and you can.
I'd simply just not be scared. Fish can't hurt me.
Well, exactly. But then, like, these things like will start appearing out of nowhere, and like sort of rocks and that will just like as you're going through the fog will just kind of pop up and you're like, ah, I'm scared,
like Sonic Frontiers.
And you can just like, you can keep going and like not sleep, and then the game gets a little bit fuzzy. Like you start seeing some stuff. But it's not that detrimental.
Yeah, that's
weird.
Yeah, which is the kind of like, I don't know, the problem of it. And it's also very easy to be like, and I'm just going to sleep for like, you know, the whole day and I'm fine again. There's no like punishment, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to like
Minecraft, where if you don't sleep, you get attacked by stingrays.
Stingrays?
Yeah, if you don't sleep in Minecraft for like 3 days, flying stingrays.
Oh, that's right.
They appear in the sky and just swoop the shit out of you.
What are they called? They're called something.
Nice.
Spooky things. I forgot about that.
I don't know.
Either way,
yeah,
something similar happens. Like if you don't sleep for ages, or like the panic meter comes in, these crows will start appearing, follow you, chase you, and steal your fish.
Oh yeah.
And again, the punishment
should have done eternal darkness. And if you get too crazy, your head pops off.
See, that'd be great. Because the punishment isn't like, oh no, my fish got stolen. Ah, well, I'll go get some more fish.
Yeah,
it's just one of those things where you're like, I really loved it, and I really liked the idea of it. It just didn't quite get me over the line in that last sort of segment.
Was it ever scary? Were you ever like, I am spooked?
No.
Yeah,
it was more, which was more like, this is just annoying as opposed to spook. There was like one thing where you're like, ah, oh, I got to go here and there's this big eel that's chasing me, which can be like, oh, scaring. But then after a while, like, that's just annoying.
Yeah.
That, like, leave me alone.
I need find to get so here, many horror. That was exactly my same experience with Amnesia, The Dark Descent, where it was like, oh, it's spooky. There's someone always chasing you, but I had to get like the right cogs in order or whatever. Yeah. And so every time he turned up, I was just like, get out of here. I'm in the middle of something.
Oh, cogging here, bro.
Cogging, brother.
I'm fishing.
Yeah.
Fuck her off.
Exactly.
So there's like, and then towards the end as well, like you get the last thing that you're meant to go to is this volcano like area, which is like very like tedious maneuverabilities.
Yeah, yeah.
You're sailing a fishing ship into a volcano.
Volcano area.
Hot water.
Yeah.
Hot water. You're in hot
lava fish.
And there's like, little things you can like dredge up, which is where you get your planks of wood, your like metal parts, those kind of stuff. But by that point, you've upgraded everything. You don't need it all.
So it's
just like, oh, I'm moving around to try and get to what I need to do. Yeah, whatever.
It's yeah, fine. Fair.
And then as soon as you get to those like, that RPG brain, you're like, oh, I want to upgrade these things. I've upgraded these things.
Yeah.
It gets done.
Nothing else to do.
Okay.
Yeah, progression has stopped.
And like some of the upgrade stuff were like, I didn't even need this. It was actually better if I didn't upgrade it. I could have combined these things instead. But okay, here we are.
Whoops.
That was just me ticking a box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, it becomes very easy towards the end as well. So it started really strong. I really liked it. But then, towards like sort of the fourth island, as it were, we like,
petered off.
This is not that fun. And then, the end, you're like, oh, yeah, looked it up. They're like, oh, there's a second end. This is what you do. I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Did that. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
there's a couple things that I haven't done. And I was like, what were those things? Again, looked them up. There's like a map of a treasure thing that I found two of the three things.
Yeah.
Looked it up. They're like, oh, yeah, this is the third one and this is the treasure. It was just like little items to upgrade that I'd already done.
That's such a shame.
So again, it's a fun game. I wish it was a little bit more.
And maybe a bit more depth.
And a bit more depth. Like there's achievements to do or whatever, but I ain't. Not for me.
Screw doing achievements.
Don't want to platinum that, bro?
Nah.
Platy it.
Like, okay.
Hit that platy.
Hit that platy. You've convinced me.
There's some games out there that you're like, oh, I finished it. I had a good time with it. What else can I do with it?
Yeah.
And you famously hit that platy in Spider-Man and then said, it was fine. Three thumbs.
Yeah.
That's a famous review.
That is.
And maybe the first review.
I think it is the first review.
Don't go back.
No.
Bad episodes.
No,
bad.
Start from now.
Yeah.
Thumbcrabs is going to get good from now.
Yeah. So would I recommend this game?
How many thumbs? What are we
11 hours for the price of the game.
Like,
though,
again, I bought it on sale because of the Steam sales that are happening. And, like, I made sure to, like, wishlist this. And when it is on sale, I'll grab it. So, like, it's actually pretty good for the price. Like, I was maybe, like, three thumbs and a knock.
That's good.
Three thumbs and a knock. Yeah,
like,
that's all right.
It's a very good game. The gameplay play loop is very fun. The fishing aspect is really good because each fishing spot is a little bit unique.
Whoa. So
there's like a little bit of a mini game depending what it is.
Is there crabs?
There is crabs. You can drop a crab pot. And you get spider crabs, different crabs. Also, when you're fishing, sometimes you get like real messed up versions of whatever it is because they've been cosmic horrid.
That's cool.
And there's like those little aspects of it which are like, oh, this is cool, but they didn't do much with it. So as you're going along, maybe the panic meter, or maybe you've gone over some like choppy water, and it's like something has slithered onto your boat, and it's just like, oh, it's infected one of my fish.
Okay.
Oh, it's yeah. Throw it. The fish
yeah.
in them.
Yeah. Either I throw it overboard or it's worth a little less when I sell it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
yeah.
More than that.
And it's like, also, yeah, all you're doing with fish is you're getting them and you're selling them. You're getting them, you're selling them, you're getting them, you're selling them.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're sure, your hull can get damaged depending on what it is, like depending if you're like bad at turning. Mm. And that'll all cost a little bit of gold to repair, or money to repair. And again, it'd be interesting if it was more like, oh, here's the things you can do with these type of fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the difference between the coastal fish, oceanic fish, volcanic fish, like mangrove fish is like, well,
just price.
Price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
<That's> Look a bit different. Price.
That's
like, cool. So three thumbs and a knock?
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm arguing myself down to three. Yeah,
three thumbs.
Three thumbs.
Same as Spider-Man. Natty Platty.
Natty Platty.
Hey, who's that at the frickin' door?
I don't know.
Hey, everybody. It's we, Wister Wads.
Ah, Wister Wads. Thank you so much for coming back.
I'm the Wario of Mr. Ads, if you weren't aware. If I woke in the way I normally walk, I would weigh I'm the Wario for Wister Wads, which is not correct. Anyway, here's some ads. I mean, words.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks, Mr. Wister Wads.
Thanks, Mr. Wads, for those wads.
Yeah, great
Wister Wads or Mr. Wads?
He's Wister Wads.
Yeah.
Wister Wads. But okay. He didn't want to say, I'm the Wario of Wister Wads, because he is Wister Wads.
Yeah.
But he does talk by putting a W in front of everything. So
yeah. It did get confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was confusing, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it was
you.
Nice to see him. He is a freak.
Yeah.
Speaking of, it's time to head to thumbcrampspod@gmail.com inbox, where you can email us the show, your video game boyfriends. You can be like, hey, dear Thumbcramps, this show is for me. And then I'd say, why didn't you write that as a review and not send us an email?
Please. An email does us no good. We want a review 5 stars.
Yeah. And you can send us stuff too if you want.
Yeah, we'd like presents.
Yeah, you can send us stuff through the email, or you can send us stuff through the P.O. box, which has got nothing to do with the email. It's just something I remembered right now. Anyway, these people have sent us emails.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I'm going to start with two that tie into things that were worse than buying a video game that occurred whilst involving video
games. Okay, all right. I'm intrigued.
So, obviously, in the show, we think the act of going into a store and buying a video game is one of the worst things a human being
shameful.
Can do.
Yeah, agreed. Great shame. Agreed. Brings great shame.
Humanity hasn't felt a shame like that since Adam and Eve realized their dick and nuts
dick
and pussy
nuts
were out.
Yeah.
So, this is from Shy. Subject, gamer embarrassment.
Okay.
Dear gamer boyfriends and gorgeous guest.
Aw.
Taking a 14-year-old to buy Tears of the Kingdom from a real-life game store because you are a true king turns out not to be embarrassing at all.
Okay.
Even though the kid started running around excitedly showing you all the merch from every single franchise that excites him.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's
good.
Yeah.
What should have been embarrassing, though, was the other patron and what they said in store to hold up the register line.
Okay.
We stood around for about another extra 10 minutes standing behind a grown person who started arguing with the only worker in the store about why the Xbox game they came in for was cheaper to purchase on Steam and how the store that they were currently in needed to honor the price.
Oh, no.
And when the clerk said no, they began to try to haggle over the purchase of a Steam gift card.
Dude.
To quote that person that was holding up the line, since I can't get that price here, can I get a $20 gift card for $10?
Oh.
I'm a big doofus who doesn't understand anything.
That's awful.
I know shit about piss.
Oh, that's awful.
Dude.
Once the clerk finally convinced them to allow us to check out, we left, and the person continued their tirade after we left the store.
Dude,
just buy it on Steam then.
Yeah, if it's on Steam, why do you want to...
Dig a big hole, stand in it.
Bury yourself.
Yes.
That sucks. Oh, my God.
Poor worker.
The poor person.
And then Shy signs off. A love dearly, not a coward. Candles, a.k.a. Shy.
Thank you, Shy. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
It's depressed me.
That's, upset me greatly.
And this is from Nick. Subject worse than buying a game?
Okay.
Mm. I went into a video game store the other day and I argued with... No, I'm kidding. Imagine if it was the other end of that store.
That would have been awesome.
This was available on Steam so much cheaper. How dare they?
Dear video game boyfriends and effervescent guests, recently I experienced something worse than the crippling humiliation of standing in line to buy a video game.
Okay.
And then they've put, in brackets, I still remember buying Bayonetta 3 and then a crying emoji. I was away on training in another city for work and I decided to take my Switch. After I got into the hotel room, I decided to plug my dock in and order a takeaway.
Perfect. Okay, all right.
While plugging in my dock, I accidentally knocked the power out of the TV, and due to the way it was mounted, I could not reconnect it.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
And neither could the staff, either staff member from reception. They then moved me to another room and connected my Switch dock for me. Cheers, Nick.
Oh, Nick,
that's
bro.
Rough.
That's rough.
Because, like, the whole time I would want to be saying to the staff, don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll deal with that. It's
I'll
not
play
that
handheld.
It's not that important that I play the Switch. Switch is stupid, and I'd throw it out.
In front of them.
I'm an idiot for even buying this. Yeah, games suck. I like sports. Yeah. Oh, Nick, that sucks. And they're getting moved to another room. And then them getting not only getting moved to another room, but getting moved to another room where they then proceed to plug in your Switch.
Yeah.
So baby can't do it.
Baby can't do it. Baby can't
plug
in.
Trusted.
Little baby's little video game machine. That's grim as hell.
I wonder if they'd already ordered the takeaway and maybe it was like two room that
previous
one.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that would have made me like, I'll stay. It's fine.
It would have been awesome if they were sharing a room with, I mean, this is not a regular work trip situation.
Yeah.
I guess it sort of could be if you're sharing a room with someone else and then you've done that and then they have to witness what's going on.
And then they have to move room with you.
Yeah,
because
if you're sharing with someone and like, I can't get the plug in, like, don't worry, I'll give it a go. And then you got two buffoons there.
Yeah.
Trying to
everyone's
like,
going ape mode.
At least you got a buffoon in arms in that situation.
Yeah.
That's great.
It reminds
Nick.
Me of that time where Adam called the pilot out of a plane to help him plug in his laptop.
Was it the pilot?
Let's say yes.
So for anyone who doesn't know, on one of our UK tours when Adam was with us, former guest of this show, he had plugged his computer into...
He wanted to play Age of Empires the whole flight.
On his gaming laptop.
Yeah.
And when we purchased tickets, they were like, yes, we have power for you to plug in
your
things.
It'll work perfectly.
But the thing is, with a gaming laptop, it takes
it drains so much power.
So much power that when you plug it in, not only is it not charging, it is also not even being on standby.
Honestly, it's a shock you didn't plug it in and drain the power from the plane.
Yeah.
Like the engines go out.
Yeah.
But he was not. He did not put two and two together there and instead was like, I'm going to make this someone else's problem.
The thing about
problem.
This Adam is this was Tour Adam. And Tour Adam,
we'll make a fuss.
He gets rock star energy.
And he's like, excuse me, we have power, but why is the power not working?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, that is crazy. Let's have a look at that. And then like four different staff came down.
It was a flight attendant, then another flight attendant, then a third flight attendant, and then a person wearing a hat that looks suspiciously like they should have been in the cabin.
Yeah. So funny to imagine him like bending over to help Adam in the seats behind us and just tugging his shirt. Shouldn't you be flying the plane?
Yes.
I should, but your friend can't play Age of Empires right now. Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Like a Rome Total War or whatever.
Yeah, Rome Total, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Gets it working, the LED keyboard lights up. Sucks all the power out of the plane.
Good stuff.
Gamer lights.
Yeah, he had gamer lights. Tour Adam. He's
and
awesome. Yeah, me too.
Finally to bring us home, and this is a funny email subject that caught my attention, and then a funny anecdote in the email.
I'm excited.
So the subject of this email is worst video game character to go to the gym with.
Okay.
And this is from Tom because they are not a coward.
Yeah, brave.
Hello, boyfriends, FFS and guest, and Mario.
Oh, thank you for remembering me. I've been quiet in the corner, just enjoying this episode.
Yeah, just sitting back.
And
enjoying.
I want to say, when a Jackson say he don't like a Starfield, me neither. I'm on his side. Thank you, Mario. That's
Mario,
kind of you.
Mario, you love going to space.
I like going to silly space, like with the rabbits.
Okay.
I did
sense.
That, and the Odysseys I did those times.
Yeah. You've been to space a couple times. The two galaxies, the Odyssey. Rabbids, silly space.
Silly space. I've been
silly space.
To a couple of times, yeah.
If Starfield, this was a mod for like silly space, you'd play it?
If it looked like, if it was a soft sci-fi, yeah. Not a NASA punker, like they say.
Mario, I hope Mr. Microsoft doesn't hear this. I'll be very disappointed in you. Happy Jalario. Actually, yeah, Mario, you're a colleague with Mr. Microsoft of recent.
That's all right, yeah. Well, we can have a difference of opinion.
Yeah, it can be honest, I guess.
Yeah, that's nice about your friends. You can have different thoughts and still remain close.
And Mr. Sony keeps trying to bring Mr. Nintendo, your dad, Mario, into the debate either whether or not Mr. Microsoft should buy Mr. Activision.
I'm not allowed to comment.
Call of Duty might come to you now, though.
That would be fun, though.
Activision recently said, we made a terrible mistake not putting Call of Duty on the Nintendo Switch. We thought it would be silly, but it became the third best-selling console of all time.
Very funny of like Call of Duty. There's like you pull out your gun, like white gloves of Mario.
Whoa!
Holding it.
I'm going to kill everybody. Blood on my white gloves, yeah. Wahoo!
Happy Jalario.
Thank you.
Hope you got Mario some nice gifts. Well, the gift is this month.
Yeah, this is the gift.
And then Tom says, I'm a personal trainer and I'm currently working with my first kind of celebrity and she is the worst person I have ever met. And sadly, I am seeing her 4 to 6 times a week as my gym has a deal with the filming company. So I was wondering, who do you think would be the worst video game character to hang out with / go to the gym with? Lots of love and wahoos, Tom, because I'm not a coward.
Tom.
And then...
yeah.
Tom says, and I'm not going to read all of this out, but it does include a PS with the name saying, I'm not a total coward, but please don't read this because I don't want to lose my job. I'm a bit of a coward.
Fair enough.
That's fair enough, Tom.
Sometimes you can be a kind of tactical coward this.
It's funny that you're just like, oh, a celebrity, and then they're the worst person you've ever met.
DK.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong would give the greatest vibes at the gym.
No.
He's an ape.
He's an ape.
Yeah, imagine
he'd
an ape
be
on a
throwing
treadmill.
So many things around.
He'd be throwing barbells at the wall.
How are apes with mirrors?
I think they fear them.
But we recently learned that gorillas love phones.
They love memes. That's true.
They do
so Donkey Kong will probably love looking. He'd love checking his form in the mirror.
Didn't they do that thing where they put
Wario?
I was thinking Wario would be pretty bad.
He'd be farting heaps off riding the bike.
Wario is the reason we would have more of a reason. I think the gym curves would have an uptake.
People leave it. They don't want to work out around Wario. Plus,
maybe there might be like a safe space for like male only as well. Wario.
No Wario
allowed.
I'm going down.
I don't
to that
want
no
him
Wario
ogling
gym.
me. Groping me. Fingering me.
Sweating on the machines, not wiping them off.
Yeah, I need a garlic scented sweat.
Dude.
Wario would be bad. Toad would be annoying.
Yeah.
Toad. Spot like me!
Toad would be annoying because you'd like wrap up and he'd be like, quitting already! And you'd be like, Toad, I gotta get places.
Sonic would piss me off, especially on like the treadmill.
Yeah,
no, he'd going be there
doing a ride. He'd be there, be like, I'm like,
well done, you little wet rat.
Solid Snake would be bad because you'd sit on a thing thinking it was a thing and it would actually be a box that he's hiding
be
in.
Be Solid Snake himself,
Rayquaza.
Rayquaza would be bad.
Legendary Pokemon.
That's a big dragon.
He'd just fill up the space a lot.
Yeah. Rayman.
No arms and legs.
Yeah, like he's doing a bench press. And I'm like, what? What are you doing it for?
What are you working out?
What's going on?
What keeps your hand on, you son of a bitch?
He's there doing a bicep curl. And I'm like, I'm going to kill you.
I'm
going to
kill you right now, Rayman, you piece of garbage.
Wayne from the Wayne's World Super Nintendo game. He'd be pretty bad. He's always wearing jeans at the gym.
Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim. gym.
I don't want to work out with a worm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be that weird like worm smell, but big.
And also Earthworm Jim has a Rayman problem where he's just a worm. Like he's, what is he working out? The suit?
Yeah.
He'd have to work out his head if he can work out anything.
That'd be like Iron Man working out in his suit.
Yeah, exactly. Like it doesn't count.
Iron Man would from the Avengers video game would be bad to work out with. It's a metal suit. What are you doing? Get off the machine.
You're a god. Go away.
Turns out everyone would suck to go to a gym. Yeah. I would get angry enough to kill Thor, dude. Get off the machine.
How
I'll kill
dare
you.
Here I am right trying to work out this sloppy rig, and you're a literal god.
You're dead.
I'm going to stop believing in you. Is that going to kill you? I hope it does.
I wouldn't, but it would be good to try.
Yeah.
That wraps up the email segment of the show. So you can send us an email at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or, and we strongly encourage you to do this.
Yeah,
you
do
can
this
head
now.
To your podcast listener of choice, your podcatcher.
Yes.
Which I don't like saying, but it is what
it's
called.
Ranted. It's no
podcast
good.
Podcast in itself is also bad.
Yeah.
RSS feed, yuck.
Yeah,
gross. All those bad, but whatever you're on, head to where it says reviews, and you're going to want to write a 5-star review right now.
Do it now or I'm going to get you. Can you tell them that I got my fist up?
Yeah,
like, I'm
Jackson
hit
does
him.
Have his fist up. He's going to get you.
I'm going to bash you.
You can even write, as long as you write 5 stars, I did this because one of the hosts threatened to hit me.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's okay.
And these people have done exactly what we just asked, Jackson.
Good on them.
Yeah, so these are some 5-star reviews we got recently. This one's from Tom Hardass.
Oh, yeah.
5 stars. What a shock.
Yeah,
really good
you.
Podcast.
Good.
But.
Oh, no.
How do I book Mr. Rats for my son's birthday party?
If your kid likes ads, I'll come and give your kid ads.
Mr. Ads, you're back.
I came in. I've wrapped up for the day.
Oh, okay. Knock off ads.
Give you knockoff ads. I can't give you real ads for your kid's birthday party.
Oh, I meant you're here for knockoff ads.
Oh,
like
knockoff
drinks.
Ads. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, you
that's
understand.
True. Well, money is tight. So
Mr. Ads, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's just the economy is, it's tricky for everyone right
now. Well, Tom Hardass, if you want to book Mr. Ads, he's fallen on hard times. Wister Wads keeps taking his spots.
Yeah, I've been in here the whole time. Wister Wads keeps sort of
taking your shifts.
Taking my shifts.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah, he's annoying.
And this is also
he's a non-union member.
He's a scab.
Problem. Yeah, he's taking hard-earned dollars.
Or a wab, as he'd say.
And this is from Matty Coco, 5 stars, a paragon of journalistic integrity.
That's true.
And the review simply says, and if you're stupid enough to believe that title, then this show that's slightly better than Tinnitus could be for you.
We are slightly better than Tinnitus.
A
what's
bit.
Tinnitus?
That's the ringing in your ear.
Oh, I thought it was Tinnitus and was like another podcast.
Oh, the Tinnitus.
Like tonight? Like the Tinnitus? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's...
Tinnitus,
the hearing.
Ear damage.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Thank you. Thank you for the 5 stars.
Yeah. And thank you to our guest, Joel Zammert, for coming back from the dead to appear in this podcast.
Appreciate it.
Where can people find you except for in the corner of this room rotting or in a graveyard?
I guess you could find me on some other beautiful podcasts on this network, Climbing the Death Star, D&D is for Nerds. I'm also in another podcast not on this network called Baseless Speculation with two very handsome individuals.
They are good looking.
Jackson Bailey and Joel Dusha.
I
thought you were
talking
about someone else. Yeah.
And I guess you could find me on
one
Threads?
Of the social medias
blue
at the
sky?
Moment.
Yeah.
I got blue. Oh, I put a call out for a blue sky invite. I got one.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I put a call out a while ago. They didn't give me one.
Sucks to suck. I got one.
I don't want to go anywhere else.
It is what
I
it is.
I just want it just in case that becomes the one.
Yeah,
I think
I
it's
a
moment
that.
Now. We're all sort of figuring it out.
Like, because Threads sucks.
Yeah, Threads is bad.
Threads is truly terrible.
Yeah. I feel Threads might be the one that will win out, though.
No.
Yeah. Which is annoying, but yeah.
But also, I feel like if I don't get anything else, when Twitter dies, I'll be free.
Yeah.
I feel that, too.
Like but then... The moment you have to promote a show.
Yeah, I'll be screwed. Mm. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah.
I'll go somewhere.
Yeah, you can find
Facebook
me.
Facebook has also gotten worse, which is surprising.
Yeah.
In the last week, it got worse again.
How'd it get worse?
Now, in my Facebook feed, because I'm mostly just there because I'm in podcast groups, like the Sans Pants Radio Stuff and Nonsense group, which you can join.
You can join that
It would
right
just
now.
Show like the same post from that if like my friends aren't posting anything and no one is.
Yeah.
Mm. Or people aren't clicking attending to stuff. But now it's just like, well, there's not enough activity, so there's just ad.
Oh, that sucks.
I hope Mr. Rods is getting paid.
Yeah, that sucks.
Anyway, follow us on any of those social medias.
Yeah.
And remember what Jackson said. Give us 5 stars or we'll hit you.
I'll bat you.
Keep gaming, everyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.